What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Morning Toast listeners. If you love the Morning Toast, then you're going to love the podcast, Band of Mothers.
Shayna Firm and Tracy T, moms and creators of the popular comedy experience, The Pump and Dump Show, dive headfirst into what it's like to be a woman who also happens to be a mom in their new podcast in collaboration with Warner Brothers and Wondery, Band of Mothers.
At Band of Mothers, no topic is off limits. The podcast explores women's lifestyle subjects with honest, hilarious, and entertaining conversations through the lens of being a mom in today's world.
Band of Mothers will feature special guests, irreverent humor, controversial conversations, and interactive games. So basically, a day in the life of being a mom.
We love it. This podcast is for every mom because every mom should have a Band of Mothers. You're about to hear a preview of Band of Mothers. And while you're listening, you can subscribe to Band of Mothers on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or listen early and ad-free in the Wondery app. Enjoy.
Check it out.
My son, who is 8, has gotten to that phase, which I believe it is a phase, hopefully, where he will look at me with like very, very sexy eyes and then passionately kiss me. And I didn't know this was coming. Like, it's kind of like, you know, you expect phases. You expect your kid to pick their nose for a couple years. You expect, you know, them not to wipe their butt for a couple years. You expect them to be obsessed with slime for a couple years. But now it's like I had to actually tell him that he can't kiss me like on TV. And the other day, no one was home and it was just he and I. And I was actually like uncomfortable the way that he was looking at me.
Oh my
gosh. And it's
gosh.
The saddest thing because I am like, obsessed. He is such a mama's boy.
Yeah, I can't imagine why he'd be looking at you like that.
No, and so part of me is like really proud of him and like, oh, always love your mother that much. And the other part of me is like, oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no tongue. This is not a tongue kiss.
No, no.
But it is like a...
It's like a TV kiss.
I mean...
I think it is a phase.
He looks at me and like grabs my face and it's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you guys been...
I know it's a phase because I remember doing that to my dad.
What?
Like I totally remember. I remember it so clearly. You know, same thing. Like I had watched something on TV. You get to an age where you're starting to absorb what you're seeing and you see people kiss or you see your parents kiss. And I was in my room and I was standing, like I was on my bed and maybe my dad was saying goodnight to me. I don't know. But I stood up on my bed. So I was like same height as him.
How old were you?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Let's say
16.
Let's say.
You know about Tracy.
Let's say 8 and under just to be safe.
Okay.
I mean, I had to have been young. And I did the same thing. He went to give me a hug and I like leaned in and I like tilted my mouth and did the thing where you sort of move, you try to move your lips on someone else's lips. And he has never done this in his life. He literally just took his hand on my chest and just went, "Doosh," and just pushed me down on my bed.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was horrified.
Well, what's amazing is that that's your memory. Like you have that memory because it obviously was like your first sense that it wasn't okay. Right.
Right.
And so how can we gently,
I don't
without
know.
Throwing our kid down? Like, I don't blame him for a second.
I mean,
but how do you, you know, when am I, I'm just going to break his heart.
I don't think so. You're his mom.
I
mean, you're not his girlfriend.
I am not his girlfriend, but I will be always I will love him more than any
girl. Yeah, I think he'll get it. I mean, it's just a it's just a phase. He'll get it. You just say you can't kiss mom like that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's new and it's kind of ongoing. And it's so much so, literally, my husband said the other day when he did it in front of him, my husband goes, get a room.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you shut that one down, but you might want to.
I love the snuggles. I'll snuggle.
Well, sure.
But then he like grabs my face with his hands and like.
Which you also love.
I mean, he's just, oh, everybody feels that way about their boys. It's just
amazing.
I always say, like, I want my daughter to grow up and be president of the United States, and I want my son to grow up and snuggle with me when he's 50. And that's probably what's wrong with this world right now.
That just sums it all up.
It really does.
Yeah,